What does that say about us, Brian and Martin? What does that say about us as people where some of us believe in this incredible synchronicity and others will believe merely in random, where you don't believe in the supernatural or the unusual or the mystery? It's just all pure mathematics, pure science. What does that say about us as people?
I suppose that this is perhaps a sweeping generalization, but I suppose it's more likely that people who are secure or confident about themselves and their place in society, if you like, on a grander scale, their place in the universe, are more likely to be comfortable with the idea that that everything else is random, and you know, and they're not looking for stable, secure things in their lives. And people who are less naturally confident and secure perhaps are looking for explanations, looking for rationale. I mean, again, I think something Martin was talking about earlier on about, you know, why we love coincidence. I think it's, you know, across the board, we generally feel, you know, we live in a very chaotic universe in which life is very uncertain. And we live generally in, you know, listening to the news a little earlier on, I mean, we live in very dangerous, uncertain times. And so, if we're generally upset and unsettled by that kind of thing, then coincidence, things happening in synchronized way, is comfortable. It makes us feel there's order in our lives. And so I think if we worry about those things, then we tend to like these coincidences and to believe it means something. And if we're not worriers, if we're sort of fairly happy with our lot and with life, then we're much more comfortable with the idea that everything's random and anything can happen, anything will happen.
Even an unlucky coincidence can be comforting, funnily enough. You know, a man who's been struck by lightning and survived, for example, could be described as an unlucky man. But on the other hand, he probably feels very special.
I would call him very lucky.
Yes, yeah. In one sense, he is lucky. But he also probably feels very special because he's been chosen, in a way. He probably has that feeling of being chosen. And there's a lot of evidence to suggest that people who look out for coincidences spot them more often. Mm. And studies suggest that those people who experience a lot of coincidences are actually happier because, you know, they expect the world to fall into a sort of pattern, and because they're looking out for those patterns, they see them, and it gives them comfort that, you know, their expectations are fulfilled.
What do you think about their personalities? I would tend to think that people who believe in the mysteries of this would be more tend to be free-flowing a little bit more, maybe more personable than someone who believes merely in random. Possible?
Well, they might be more creative. They might well be more imaginative because they're expecting things which don't normally happen to happen. But I do think a lot of people who believe it is just random are also fascinated by coincidences because they're fun, for no other reason than they're fun. I mean, we all love the idea that in Canada there's a farmer called McDonald, and when you look at his postcode and read the ones as eyes, it spells E-I-E-I-O. And you just see something like that, and it cheers you up. It's wonderful. So we love coincidences, great and small. And another interesting point is that we love stories of coincidences. They don't even have to have really happened. All our fiction is full of coincidences. Our sitcoms, our comedy films, bizarre coincidences happen in them, and we love them when they happen.
I still believe that people somehow make a lot of this happen themselves. There are some people, for example, you talked a little bit about luck. There are some people that are just attractive to luck. You know, no matter what happens in their life, I mean, they always seem to be winners of things. And then you've got these other people with this negative karma, and they just seem to never have good luck.
Well, we did quite a lot of work on this, actually. In fact, we made another radio series about luck, which we talk about it quite a bit in the book. We, like you, I mean, you know, we tend to spot people who seem to be very lucky, you know, my tennis club, you know, the same people, we have a sweepstake regular basis, and it always seems to be that the same person wins it, and you think, you know, they're lucky devils, but why do I never seem to win anything? And most people, if you ask them, and research has been done into this, will tend to define themselves as being either innately lucky or innately unlucky people.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked at great length to a psychologist in Britain called Richard Wiseman, who spent 10 years studying people who fall into one or other of these categories to find out what kind of force might be at work here and whether the people who are consistently lucky, whether that's just coincidence or whether it is the result of some sort of behavior. And the conclusion he comes to, ultimately, is that it's that we make, essentially, at the end of the day, certainly within certain parameters, we make our own luck.